And welcome back to America's Web Radio and the Classic Car Show with our guest today, Jeff Mall. And Jeff, quickly give us your website.
2018 NYTO Paris.com. 2018 New York to Paris.com. And that tells all about the route. It also tells a little bit about the history behind it and some news items that are coming up. And so it's the place to go for the latest information on the New York to Paris run next year. We'll be starting the 21st of June in Times Square, and we'll be in Paris the 25th of October at the Eiffel Tower.
Cool. Let's talk a little bit about the New York to Paris race. What's about this one? This hasn't really hit the mainstream yet, but so you can start it off.
Well, we're doing something really quite different. This run is going to be the original route, and of course Great Gramp kept meticulous notes. He actually had a log in his pocket that he would enter every night. We still have that log, and it is all of the cities and towns and villages along the way. As a matter of fact, crossing the United States, we're going to be stopping in places like Cheyenne, Wyoming, where a very interesting gal owns a hotel, over 100-year-old hotel right in downtown Cheyenne. And we know Great Gramp kept the menu from the banquet, the welcoming banquet, the
really?
Night that they arrived in Cheyenne. And she's going to have her chef recreate that menu for when we arrive for a welcoming banquet. Union Pacific Railroad is going to bring out one of their steam locomotives for a photo op, just as they did in 1908. Of course, the original race was very well documented by the New York Times correspondent who was riding in the back seat of the Thomas Flyer. And so a lot of these moments will be side-by-side comparisons with how it looked 100 years ago. We'll, of course, be stopping in Reno at the National Museum, which is where the Thomas Flyer is today, and on into San Francisco, where they loaded onto a steamer. Of course, they were headed to Seattle. We know we can't cross Alaska. Even 110 years later, you still can't drive across the frozen Bering Strait. And, of course, we're going to be there in July, so that won't work. But we're going to be loading in containers, crossing over to Yokohama, Japan, drive across the same route that they drove across in 08, then taking a large seagoing ferry across to Vladivostok, Siberia, and from there driving, and it's only 9,000 miles from there to Paris. So we'll be driving.
Oh, it's just a day's drive.
Yeah, you know, just down the road, and parallel to the Trans-Siberian Railroad, be seeing Lake Baikal, the largest freshwater, deepest freshwater body in the world, which a lot of people don't even know about, on into Moscow, up to St. Petersburg, back down to Berlin, and then on into Paris. And again, the original route as close as we can possibly be to exactly what they did in 1908.
Cool. Don't forget to bring a bicycle light just in case.
That's right. That's right. We've got to have the bicycle so we can get into Paris. They won't stop us at the outskirts because we have inoperable. Of course, we do have a little bit of an advantage. We aren't using carbide headlights this time. But, yeah, that was a big issue. They almost didn't get to the finish line because of a technicality that you had to have two headlights to get into the city of Paris. One of the things we are going to be doing, too, while we're in Buffalo, is we're going to drop down to Springville, New York, which was George was born in Buffalo, but he spent most of his life down in Springville. In 1920, he opened the very first Dodge Brothers dealership in Springville, and there's a brand new museum being built in Springville. It's called the Heritage Building, Concord Historical Society. And as a matter of fact, our ribbon cutting is going to be September the 30th of this year. And it's a streetscape. It's sort of like Disney. It's Main Street, Springville, 1920 through 1960. And street lights and telephone poles and stores along the way, full size. And then like Disney, smaller second and third stories going up the ceiling over Main Street is like 35 feet high. Well, one of the places is going to be George's Garage, which was the Dodge Brothers dealership. championship, and in there will be all of the photographs from the race. We've got a big screen TV in there, which will have videos on the race itself, the restoration of the Thomas Fire, and all of that information. And then really cool over in the corner is going to be a touchscreen interactive exhibit, and we think the kids are going to be especially drawn towards that. You will be able to touch the screen, and standing next to it is a life-size stand-up picture of George. And George will actually answer those questions that you touch in his own voice. And we have recordings from when he was in Hershey in 1964. And you can ask him, you know, what did you eat? Where did you get your gasoline? All those questions. By touching the screen, then George will answer. And
cool.
We think that that'll be pretty cool, especially for the younger generation.
So I'll have to go back to Springville and go back to that pizza place you took us to.
You absolutely have got to do. Oh, and by the way, there's an ice cream shop right across the street, brand new, just opened. So, yeah. I'll get you a cone when you get here. So put that on your list.
All right. Now, for our listeners that may not know where Springville is, how far is this from Buffalo?
Well, Springville's about 30 miles south of Buffalo. So for those of us, we'll be doing that actually on Friday, the day before the start. So that would be Friday the 22nd of June. We'll be bringing the cars down to Springville. The folks doing the New York to Paris event will be able to tour the facility there. We're going to be going up to the cemetery where George is, and the Boy Scouts are going to be there, and they're going to play taps, and we're going to go to his house, which is still located in Springville. So they'll be able to learn a lot about the man behind the victory.
Yeah.
And, of course, George now was inducted into the Automotive Hall of Fame, and it's kind of ironic because his name now is right next to Henry Ford and Ransom Olds, who said that that race was impossible, couldn't be done. And
that's great.
Proved them all wrong, and
yeah.
Been recorded in history. And the car last year was inducted into the National Historic Vehicle Register, number 12, which is a joint venture between the Library of Congress and the Department of Interior. And that is to document historically significant American-built automobiles. Quite a process. And so both the car and the driver now are where they should be in history. And it makes me feel pretty good that's finally
That's
happened.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, we had fun up there anyway, but I guess that leaves my Yugo out, huh?
No, you go. I'll go.
But you're always welcome, Steve.
But anyway, on your New York to Paris, age restrictions or limits on the cars?
Nope. We've got some with newer models. Of course, we'd like to have a good representation of older models, and we do have some pre-war. But we have one fellow who's thinking of taking a Jeep, and which, especially in Manchuria and Siberia, would work out really well. So no particular limitations as far as vehicle age. And it's just having the desire. One quote that I always come back to, because people say, wow, you know, that sounds like such a difficult thing to do. And there was a quote from T.S. Eliot, which I think really sums it up. Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far they can go. And I think that that's what this is all about.
Jeff, I'm just curious, with all the things that are happening today, how do you overcome the politics?
Well, actually, China and Russia and most of the countries are very eager to have us come, in Japan certainly. And we're working with a company called MIR, M-I-R, based out of Seattle, Washington. And Amir has been, Doug Grimes is the CEO, and they have been in this part of the world for 30 years. And a couple of cool things about the way Amir does things, they've been arranging tours for that length of time, but they do it with a lot of contact, local contact. We aren't going to have with us an interpreter who's maybe a college kid out of the States who can speak Russian or Chinese. MIR uses local people as the interpreters. And this becomes really important when it comes, say for example, you break something. Well, if you've got a local fella whose uncle may have a machine shop up the street, he knows where we can get parts and that sort of thing. So that local knowledge is really as important as being able to interpret the language.
Jeff, is that collusion?
I'm sorry?
Is that collusion when you know somebody up the street?
Well, sometimes it's the same way we do things here in the States. If you're out on tour, and I know we've done it a number of times in Great Race, at the finish line, somebody will break an axle or, you know, some part, some major part. And, of course, trying to find an axle for a vintage automobile isn't the easiest thing in the world. And so they'll actually make an announcement at the finish line, and local folks will come right up and offer their help. And it's pretty much the same way. We don't have a finish line each day, but we do have our guides with us. And so I think that really is a very valuable capability to have when you're doing something like this.
Hey, Jeff, on the New York to Paris run, will there be any motorcycles?
You know, nobody has stepped forward with a motorcycle, but I certainly don't see why you couldn't do
that. Right, right.
That would be, you know, you would probably want something a little bit bigger than a moped to make it. But
well, you know, they do
Harley. If you can stand riding a Harley for 13,000 miles,
I suppose
that would work.
Yeah, I can't.
I'll have to bring the ring of life with if you're going to do that,
Jeff. We're going to have to thank you very much.
Thanks,
for being
Jeff.
On, the Classic Car Show again, and we're going to keep updating as we get closer and closer to it, and keep getting reports from Jeff Mall throughout the year.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to him again.
Jeff, thank
you
very much.
Well, you got it, and it's always my pleasure. I mean, I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday morning than to be on the Classic Car Show with you guys.
All right, we'll see you at Hershey,
thanks.
Brother.
Yeah,
all right. Sounds good. Take care.
Be safe.
Bye.